The O.J. Simpson case really captured America's imagination again this year in 2016. I think a big part of it was people in my generation and producer Tom Okima's generation back there behind the glass. Both of us are 28. So if we were in the same year in school, and I bet we were, Tom, second grade was when the O.J. verdict was handed down. Sound about right to you?
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I remember the teacher pulling out a radio so we could listen to the verdict live in class. And I remember the Halloween costumes, like the masks of Judge Ito. I remember it being a big deal culturally, but it was far above my head in second grade to really understand what was going on. I understood that everybody thought that OJ did it and that he got away with it. And the FX TV show I did watch this year with Cuba Gooding Jr. and John Travolta, I thought it was an above-average show, and I thought the actor who played Marcia Clark, I thought the actor who played the prosecutor, I thought the other prosecutor did a good job. But in general, it was a solid show. I didn't get a chance to watch any of the 30 for 30s yet. I DVR'd them. I'm going to watch them at some point. But when this OJ resurgence was going on, it really struck me his cultural relevance. I mean, the guy had 2,000 yards rushing in a 14-game season, and he was in commercials. He was an analyst on TV. I was always trying to think, like, what would be the modern parallel for O.J. Simpson? Like, why did this case captivate the entire country? I understand that it was race-related at a time when racial tension was very high, but I was trying to think, like, who would the NFL analyst be? Who would the former player be that could murder somebody and get us to be this interested? And then I thought, like, okay, so what is the case most recently involving an athlete that would be, I guess, similar to OJ? And the only thing I come up with really is Aaron Hernandez, because it involves a good football player and a homicide. But there's a difference in that, you know, Aaron Hernandez didn't have the same cultural relevance as O.J. Simpson. I mean, unless you were a football fan, you didn't know who Aaron Hernandez was. Like, I get the sense that a lot of non-football fans knew exactly who O.J. was. Hernandez played 3 years for the Patriots. He had a 900-yard season in his second season, forming a really strong 1-2 punch with Gronkowski. And he played so well off of his rookie deal as a fourth-round pick that the Patriots decided to sign him to like a $40 million extension. So they invested in him long-term, and they were clearly building that offense around Gronkowski and Hernandez. He's a very good football player at Florida. And he has been found guilty of killing Odin Lloyd. So you might be wondering why we're talking about him right now. Well, he's in another trial right now for a double murder that happened in Boston in 2012. And allegedly, someone spilled a drink on Aaron Hernandez in a club, and he followed them when they left the club, and he pulled up next to them at a stoplight and shot and killed two people in that other car. And he's on trial for that right now. And his lawyer in that trial is a very famous lawyer by the name of Jose Baez. And Jose Baez is famous for Casey Anthony and Kaylee Anthony, the mother who probably murdered her child and like left her out in the woods. He helped her beat murder charges. So he has defended someone from a murder charge in a high profile way. And you would expect of all the T's that he's probably had to cross and all the I's that he would dot, that he could actually, when he was in court today, you would imagine he could say his defendant's name correctly.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Jose Baez on behalf of Aaron Rodriguez.
Wait a second. Who is Aaron Rodriguez? He's defending Aaron Hernandez. Tom, I got to hear that one more time. Jose Baez on behalf of who?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Jose Baez on behalf of Aaron Rodriguez.
Maybe he was so devastated that A-Rod's not going to be a Marlin this year that he's so sad that the A-Rod thing's over that he's thinking about A-Rod, Aaron Rodriguez. Unreal. It's also unreal that he's a person of interest still in a shooting in 2007 in Gainesville. If you guys wanted, I mean, this is literally chilling. If you read the details of this case that hasn't happened in Gainesville yet, so if you think that Aaron Hernandez killed Odin Lloyd, you think he killed the two people in Boston, there's a chance that he killed a guy in Gainesville also. Like, that's what's different with this and OJ. Like, OJ killed two people, and I don't know how you feel about the circumstances of that, crimes of passion. Maybe it wasn't so premeditated. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far into the case other than watching the FX show. I haven't watched the new 30 for 30s. I haven't read about it. But Aaron Hernandez, on three different occasions, it looks like, has killed a total of four people. I mean, that makes him a serial killer. The details in Gainesville are like really unsettling. An eyewitness, after Hernandez had gotten in a fight in a club with this guy, an eyewitness saw a man fitting Hernandez's description, quote, muscular man standing 6'3 or 6'4, weighing 230 or 240 pounds with a lot of tattoos and a, quote, Hawaiian or Hispanic ethnicity. Without saying a word, the Hawaiian pointed a small handgun in the front right window and fired five quick shots. Kaysen saw Smith slump over with blood coming out the back of his head, at which time the Hawaiian or Hispanic guy took off running towards McDonald's with one of his other Florida teammates. Now, the eyewitness recanted that story, maybe because he saw other people get killed from talking or criticizing Aaron Hernandez. But it's just, it's unreal. I mean, this guy had everything. He had a $40 million contract. He had a role in an offense within the most successful professional football organization, the NFL, over the last 15 years, with the best quarterback over the last 15 years. And he also, on the side, was a serial killer. If they created a TV show, if like Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC came up with a TV show about a football player serial killer, people would laugh at it and say it's not believable. And yet this thing actually did happen in real life. It's crazy. We'll see if he catches another murder, but he's in for life anyways.